All right. Everybody ready?
Yeah, it's right.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have like 10,000 things that you want to set up on the table?
Not. You
want
to go and change the camera?
Is it working? Oh, you can see on the
phone. Yeah, the camera is working. Yeah. That's fine. But usually they have the whole coffee table set up with devices. All kinds of things Spanish over there.
Yeah, you
have they're all going to compare devices now.
Well, I don't know anything about it very much. What'd you ask me?
No,
that
was saying.
All right. See, I didn't say it. He said.
There he goes. And then Daniel's like, okay, come on. Hurry up. All right. I'll see you guys later. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
Welcome, and what shall we discuss?
Oh, I had some idea.
Very well.
I want this session to be present topic to you and let you discuss the topic. The topic is sex and sexuality. And my idea was, I always thought that sex is not just instinct, is not just for making babies. It's most spiritual and sacred experience for me. And I think it was changed over the history of humanity and got out of original design. And I would like to hear about original design, how it was designed for this dimension, and what meaning of sex is in a bigger picture.
Very well. Are any of you privy to the interactions and sexual interactions of dolphins?
Yeah, I know. I've seen them on TV, how they do it for pleasure. That's what scientists say, also for play. And they do it not necessarily male and female, they do it same sexes also. That's why I say no. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, you are correct. Humans are very much the same. Dolphins, as you are aware, in like manner to whales, are different from other animals, or what you classify as animals, as we have discussed, for they also are essence. Mm-hmm. In that, many whales express very similarly also, but they are not as observed. Dolphins are more plentiful and more easily observed. Therefore, they are an easy example. Humans are very similar in relation to sexuality. The aspect that you associate with spirituality is developed, meaning that through time and history, you have attached spiritual meanings or associations to sexual activity. But you are correct that it is not an action that you have designed solely for procreation. It is an action or an interaction that you engage for pleasure, connecting, to experience in a physical capacity, interconnectedness. You have chosen to be generating a physical reality in which, as we have discussed, there is a basic element of separation. You occupy separate forms individually, and in that design, it automatically creates an alteration of your natural expression of interconnectedness. You are interconnected. But as you create this physical manifestation and the singularity of it in physical reality, it creates this separation that covers, in a manner of speaking, that aspect of interconnectedness. Now, as I have expressed many times previously, this has all been purposeful in your physical reality to allow you certain types of experiences that are different from what you naturally already know and experience as consciousness, in which there is no separation. But to incorporate some aspect of that interconnectedness in a physical environment and in relation to that separation of singularity that you express in individual bodies. You have incorporated a powerful expression of sexuality, and a significant but varying degrees of sexual drive, and your bodies are designed in a manner that they are very responsive to sexual stimulation in many, many capacities. Your physical bodies are not only responsive to sexual energy and activity in certain areas, the entirety of your body consciousness is designed to be responsive to sexual stimulation, very similar to dolphins. These individuals also incorporate a very sexually stimulated body consciousness. Therefore, any area of their body consciousness can be involved in sexual stimulation, which allows for not merely interconnectedness in the absolute sense of the idea of intercourse or penetration, but that the body consciousness mingles energy with other body consciousnesses, and that allows this entire interconnectedness to be physically experienced. And this, if you observe the behavior of dolphins, which are not subject to the institutionalizing of beliefs. Not that they do not incorporate beliefs, they express them differently than you do, for they are essence, and they are participating in this physical reality, and that is a part of your blueprint in this physical reality. Therefore, they also do incorporate beliefs, but they express them differently than do you. And what you have done with your species is you have created a direction of developing in some capacities, institutionalizing some of your beliefs, mainly with regard to religious beliefs and relationships beliefs. In that, you have, throughout your history, developed different concepts of sexuality and how it fits into your societies. What is acceptable and what is not acceptable. Generally, that is based upon agreement of what you decide is acceptable for the whole, for the collective of any developed society. I would express that early in your history, sexual behavior was much more similar to what you would observe now in these manifestations of dolphins. For there was not yet the development of incorporating concepts around sexual behavior. Now, understand that within your history, in early development of your history, many of these concepts that were developed around sexual activity were beneficial for practical reasons in relation to how sexuality was expressed, and in that, in some capacities, for protection reasons, which we can incorporate the example of dolphins in that also. Within your seas, dolphins are what you would term to be a large being. They're not small. They're larger than you. They also do not incorporate many natural predators. They are predators. Therefore, in that there is little necessity for protection. You as a species, although you are also predators, throughout your history, you have incorporated existing in a world which incorporates other predators that are larger or stronger than yourselves. Therefore, that factor was one considerable factor that altering sexual behavior would be a necessity, for it is distracting. If individuals are participating in sexual activity and stimulation, their attention is focused in that direction, and they will be less aware of danger that could potentially be harmful to them. Therefore, that is one reason that concepts developed to alter sexual practices. Other reasons incorporated in disease. Generally, most of the reasons centered around potential harm that was likely or was more of a potential to occur from the distraction of sexual activity. Therefore, if you observe dolphins, they engage sexual activity considerably. They are involved in those types of actions for a considerable portion of their time. In your world, in your reality, being land creatures, that was not practical. It allows for too many variables for harmfulness to be affecting. Now, that has developed in other manners, and other concepts have developed around sexual activity in an action that is very familiar to your species, which is control. This is a very natural activity for you, and it is a powerful expression. It is important. And therefore, focusing upon a subject and an action that is important is an easy target for control.
That's what I was thinking.
Therefore, in relation to that aspect of control, and your species are experts at control. And in that, that has been developed in many expressions, in many capacities, to suppress sexual activity and interaction and incorporating rules and guidelines in what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, how to express and use your sexuality, and how not to use and express your sexuality. Another factor in that is that for much of your history, until this point of this shift, your reality has been dominated by the male energy. Now, remember, male energy is the intellectual. Not that it is necessarily stronger, or that the male energy is naturally more forceful. No. That has developed through your history, but that is not how it began. It begins with the dominant energy being the male energy, being the intellectual energy rather than the intuitional energy. And in that, male energy is generally, although not always, not a rule, but generally expressed by male individuals. Therefore, the male individuals becoming the dominant gender in your species. Therefore, also, by extension, the male individuals expressing that aspect of control first and developing it first. And in that, being the dominant of the genders, the obvious first direction that the males would dominate would be the females. Which is also partially influenced by observing your animals. In most species, the male of the species is the dominant.
Right.
Which is also, once again, an extension of you. For your animals are an extension of you. But in earlier time frameworks of your history, you as a species were not as developed intellectually or emotionally as you are now, or as you were 1,000 years prior to now. Mm-hmm. Therefore, not incorporating any remembrance to be experiencing the purity of this reality, not objectively knowing that animals are a reflection of themselves, not being aware they observe animals and incorporate cues from the animals' behavior, not knowing that their behavior is an extension of their own, and not objectively knowing that the animals are reflecting mm-hmm. their own energy, but not being aware of that. Therefore, they incorporate those reflections as observations. This is the manner that animals express, therefore this must be the natural order. Therefore, this must be our natural order also. Therefore, the male becomes the dominant and it progresses and develops from that point, that concept. Now, as the development of societies begins, there is more necessity in your ideas for control. Therefore, you develop institutions and you begin with religious institutions. And once again, the theme throughout is that sexuality is a very powerful expression. Therefore, you control this and you control the individuals. You have shown yourselves throughout your history that it is very difficult to control ideas. It is very difficult, regardless of how strongly you express, to control individuals' thoughts or ideas. But you can control physical actions. And in that, one of the greatest tools that you have invented in relation to control is fear. Therefore, if you express a concept that instills fear, you automatically can control. And in that, you develop ideas to promote fear. Your species has based itself in fear for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, but it did not begin in that direction. It developed that direction by becoming aware of the idea that fear is an excellent avenue for controlling. Therefore, it benefits and it is perpetuated. In this, you generate your philosophies that are partially based in a genuine curiosity and awareness that you yourselves and your reality are more than it appears, and that there is more in relation to reality than what you see. Therefore, the idea or the concept of a greater power or God begins. And in that, partially, that is born out of a genuine curiosity and realization that you yourselves are greater than you seem, that there is more to your reality than it seems. From that, there are concepts developed that if there is a greater power, then this greater power can be used to be the impetus for control. For this greater power can be assigned what you want to control, and in that, the general collective is much less likely to question, for they also believe that there is more to themselves and to reality than what they see. Therefore, they believe that this greater power, or God, exists. And if God is assigned certain expressions, likes and dislikes, and is all powerful, you as the collective will naturally want to move in directions that God likes, not that he dislikes. And of course, God is a male, for the male dominates. In this also, in relation to sexuality, this becomes an avenue that control begins to run rampant. For not only is God male and expresses the ideas and the directions of how you behave and how you express your sexuality, but the male species is also in control of how that is expressed. In this, as you already are aware, it flowers into a myriad of different expressions of what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, and becomes more and more and more rigid. Now, the difficulty with all of this is that you moved in a direction of becoming more and more and more constricted and extreme in relation to sexuality, and more and more and more out of balance in relation to genders and in relation to male energy versus, rather than complementing, female energy. You moved consistently and more of an extreme to the point of your 20th century. And then it began to break. It began to turn. And the shift began. And the energy began to change and shift to the female energy being the more dominant energy in your reality. And this created significant change. But the tricky aspect of this is that when individuals become aware that they are being controlled or that they are being dominated, they automatically formulate that as oppression. That they are being oppressed, which means they are not being allowed to express themselves freely. Now, I express that very intentionally, for throughout your history, for the most part, individuals in many capacities were not aware that they were being controlled. Mm-hmm. Or that they were being denied. They accepted their roles. When individuals become aware of these types of situations, the automatic reaction, not response, reaction, is to immediately evaluate that you are being oppressed and to rebel. Mm-hmm. Which is what you did. Mm-hmm. In this, you became aware of being controlled, and that you actually incorporate your own thoughts, your own desires, your own wants, your own preferences. And why should you not express them? And therefore, that began the rebellious period, so to speak. Now, this rebellious period incorporated the entirety of your 20th century. That entire century was very much so a sexual rebellion. But that is also an extreme. And rebellion promotes opposition and the attempt to prove. When you are moving in expressions of attempting to prove, you are expressing two actions simultaneously. One is opposition. The other is very much discounting yourselves. You do not believe that you are valuable, worthy, or deserving yet. Therefore, you are attempting to prove it outwardly, which is not a natural expression. And in doing so, you have created considerable difficulties and considerable manifestations. You have developed considerable dis-ease in many capacities. I would express to you, prior to your 20th century, the idea and the expression of cancer was practically non-existent. Therefore, in relation to sexuality, do not think that there are only isolated groups of individuals that have been affected in that rebellious stage, mm-hmm. no. All of you are affected. The rate and the percentage of infertility in your 20th century is phenomenally higher than it has ever been within your history. Mm-hmm. The expressions of violence and mutilation in relation to sexuality, male and female, is or has been more rampant and greater than has ever been within your history in this one century. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, swinging the pendulum to the other extreme has also, in a manner of speaking, in your terms, exacted its cost also. But that is what occurs with extremes, does it not?
Yeah.
When you generate extremes, you also generate difficulties. You do not merely generate an extreme in one direction. All that you do is interconnected. And therefore, you generate an extreme and it spills into every area. In the direction of expressing the force of sexual and gender independence of female individuals within one century has produced what you view, what you classify as more birth defects mm-hmm. than have ever been within your history. More rejection of new entering essences, therefore what you term to be miscarriage, more miscarriage within that century than any other in your history. Even prior to all of your medical advances.
Has it changed now?
It is beginning. Now, in this century, you are beginning to move the pendulum to the center. You are beginning to move in the direction of balance, which is the reason you are also beginning to view significant changes in your world in relation to sexuality. You are beginning to witness significant changes in relation to the expressions and the allowances. Regardless that there may be opposition, there are allowances of sexual preferences, regardless of what they are. Yeah. You are beginning to witness alterations in the philosophical institutions, in altering their stance, in their absoluteness in relation to sexuality in any capacity. You are also beginning to observe and witness changes in the expressions of individuals, allowing themselves more freedom. Parents with children are much more open in discussion with their children in relation to body consciousness and sexuality, much more allowing in relation to sexual activity in relation to small children, which for many centuries in your history was taboo. Children are pure and absolutely may not be expressing any type of sexual activity. That is not necessarily the situation now. It is changing. And I would express that, relatively speaking, it is changing considerably quickly, considering that you incorporate millennium of the control and the suppression. I would express that within a relatively short time framework, less than 100 of your years, you have generated a considerable alteration in your perceptions in relation to sexuality, sexual behavior, sexual preferences, sexual interactions. I would also express that it is acceptable for female individuals to express sexually and enjoy it. I would express that within 75 of your years prior, it was not acceptable. Therefore, there are individuals that exist within your world that existed within that time framework in which that type of expression was not acceptable. You may engage sexual activity as a duty, but not enjoy it. It was not for you to enjoy. Therefore, there are considerable alterations that have been generated in your reality, and some of which even within some of your lifetimes, that have considerably altered. Therefore, it is moving considerably rapidly in this direction. For this is a very natural expression. And I would express that in this time framework, individuals beyond the ages of adolescence are only now beginning to actually explore how much there is to be known of sexual activity and how much there is to explore in relation to what you can do. Your body consciousness is very versatile and extremely sensual. It is very responsive to sense input, and in that, much of sexual activity is about sense input. And you are only now beginning to explore how diverse your senses can be expressed. Mm-hmm. What is becoming different now as you swing the pendulum more to the center is that you are also becoming more aware of yourselves and what you prefer, what you enjoy, what you want, not labeling it as good or bad, that it is, you are, and your preferences are all acceptable. And that you are acceptable. And that you can actually offer yourselves permission to be and do what you choose. And that pleasure is not bad. That fun is definitely not bad. And that you deserve to experience yourselves. You deserve to generate the fullness of whatever you can experience. Which very much so includes sexual interaction, sexual action, sexual expressions, encounters, activities. And in that, you also are beginning to allow yourself permission to enjoy your own bodies and not view them as bad or an object that should be ignored or denied or an object that incorporates a will of its own separated from yourself, that your body is a part of you. It is not a shell. It is an expression of you. It is a part of your being in this physical reality. Now, in relation to your expression of spirituality, if you are aware of yourself as consciousness and are moving more and more in that expansion of your awareness, your definition of spirituality changes. Spirituality is the expression of all that you are. Every aspect of yourself is spiritual. Therefore, yes, in that capacity, sexuality, sexual activity can also be viewed as a spiritual expression, for it is a part of you and your genuineness. And everything about you in genuineness is spiritual.
Well, I was thinking it's like where sex itself was my method to merge. It's like a play. Why you play? Why people sit in the mountains for 4 years? Because we want to connect. And I think a sexual act actually was designed to do it, because if we live in a world of separation, that was built-in method which is easy to connect and experience that emergence.
Precisely, which is precisely what I expressed to you. Mm-hmm. And using the example of the dolphins, it is precisely an illustration mm-hmm. of what you are expressing. Yes, you are correct that it is a part of your blueprint of this reality. What did I express to you all were the two base elements of this reality?
Emotional.
Physical and emotional.
Right.
What are those? Physical is sexuality. Emotional is communication. Mm-hmm. Those are the two base elements of your reality in its entirety. Sexuality and communication.
Which is connected.
Correct. Therefore, yes, it is a base factor in your reality, which has been designed in relation to that factor of separation.
That's what I feel.
Yes,
and you are correct.
And
I feel the woman, the way woman is designed, it's like a portal. It's a portal for the man to connect to
all that is.
To all that is. It can be used as a portal.
Yes, you could. You could perceive in that manner quite easily.
Is that a belief, though? Or is that an actual blueprint?
Would be a preference.
It is not a blueprint. It is a concept. It is a concept that you can develop or that you have developed to an extent yourself in how you translate that interaction and that communion and how you perceive it and therefore what it means to you. But I would not express that it is inaccurate.
Is the opposite also somewhat true, that for many women perhaps the unknown has more male characteristics, because for a man life or God or whatever may appear somewhat female, in that way may perceive it somewhat unpredictable, emotional, or something like that. For female, the universe or spirit or God or whatever may appear somewhat more male. So there is kind of a symmetry, right? You're trying to connect to the opposite, kind of.
You could be developing that now. That is not how you have expressed throughout your history. The male and the female gender expressed the same gender for that idea of God. The idea of God has, with the exception of very few, very small groups throughout your world, generally in the established institutions of philosophy, the concept of God incorporates generally the male gender. in some capacities, there is an allowance for a female aspect, but in a lesser capacity. Not as God. Not as the ultimate. No, the attraction to the opposite, it has been developed. I would express similar once again to the dolphins. In your original natural state, before the development of concept in relation to control, the gravitation towards a specific gender other than for the purpose of procreation was not a factor. And the aspect of even procreation was different for, once again, similar to the dolphins, the community incorporates the young, not one set of male and female parents. That has been developed in relation to concepts that you have incorporated through your history to promote certain aspects of control.
Is that how it's going to be post-shifted? The young, I mean, the young babies can be...
Much more so, yes. Yeah. That it is not as singular. It is not as possessive. That children are not viewed as belongings or possessions, but as a part of the community.
But what about the special connection between child and mother? You know, there's always, in most cases, there's very strong connection between mother and child.
That is not diminished that it is shared.
I just share, okay.
It does not diminish that connection or that bond, and not all mothers express that.
Right.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
But many do, not all. Many express it for they believe they are supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Or it is expected of them. Mm-hmm. It is not always a natural expression for every female individual, that they generate that action of giving birth or gestating does not necessarily automatically generate that bond with the young. That has, once again, been developed through concept.
Okay, animal kingdom does not have ideas, beliefs, and stuff. And I see throughout the animal, again, throughout the animal, different animals, cheetahs, I don't know, lions, that they do care about their young, and there is an instinct built in.
They do, but they do not in the manner that you do. They do not singularly in the manner that you do. They share. Yes. The biological mother generally feeds their biological young. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, the care and the rearing of the young is attended to communally.
Cool.
And in species that do not incorporate community, only the mother cares for the hen, mm-hmm. not the pair.
Mm. Okay, nice. We have passed one on.
Yeah. Very well. We shall break, yes?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
For the edification.
And I shall continue shortly.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's cute. Eh?
Hello.
Hi.
So?
Are we stopping or are we pausing? What are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.
Pausing, what are we doing?
Just a pee break.
Okay.
We stop.
Yeah, we stop. You finish the session. That's great.